Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many years ago, Molly and I knew a little girl who kept inviting her grandfather to go to church with her. He kept telling her, "I will go to church with you someday." On one occasion, she asked him again. He made her a promise he probably never meant to keep. She asked him, "Grandfather, don't you ever think about God?" He quit watching television, got dressed, and came to services that night. I had the privilege later of baptizing him into Christ. What a tragedy that millions of people pass through this world on their way to eternity and never think at all or think very infrequently about the life to come. What if a man wanted to know God's will but had no way of finding it? Would that not also be a great tragedy? We know, because the Bible plainly tells us, that God had secrets in his mind from eternity past. No one, by his unaided powers, could discover what God had in his mind. Paul commented on the mystery God had kept secret from the foundation of the world. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for them who love him." 1 Corinthians 2, 7-9. There was no amount of searching or meditating or praying a man could do to learn the things God had in his mind for us during the Christian era. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. That is unquestionably one of the most inspiring and profound statements in all the pages of God's holy book. Although the author of Hebrews uses words that are different from those Paul used, he arrived at the same position. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. The main clause in that sentence reads very simply, God has spoken. God's Holy Spirit has revealed the things of God. The word reveal means to make known, to uncover, to unveil. The Hebrew word translated reveal means to make naked. So what was covered or veiled that we needed to have uncovered or unveiled? Paul tells us, so we should have no doubt, the mind of God had planned for the end of the Mosaic covenant and the beginning of the gospel age. It was a grand secret that God kept within his own counsel until the time for the revelation to be made known to fallen men. Now, in the Christian era, we have the full revelation of God's final will and testament. The little prepositional phrase, "unto us," must be examined briefly. When Paul affirmed that God has revealed the things of God unto us, who are the us he had in mind? Many of the charismatics on radio and on television maintain that they are included in the us. If that were true, several conclusions would follow. The teachings of the modern charismatics would be just as much scripture as Paul's writings. If those teachers are inspired, their writings should be included in the next translation of the scripture. Which of the people who claim direct communication with God do we accept? There are hopeless contradictions in some of the so-called revelations of charismatics. Two contradictory doctrines cannot both be true. It would violate the law of non-contradiction. The truth is, not one of the modern revelations comes from God. They are inventions of the men and women who pretend to receive them. Only the Bible is the genuine revelation from God Almighty. So we need to know it and obey it in order to be saved. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.